Some of the items we're looking for are personal care items, like high-quality disposable razors, the nice lotions, lens wipes, shampoos, body pillows and pillowcases. There's a whole wish list that we've tailored in order to make sure that there are current needs and the things that our veteran members want.
And now this is important to remember with this effort. We always talk about this with you, is that it's not that you don't have items for the veterans and they're not getting the things that they need. This is a way of making it a little bit nicer and even better for the veterans, isn't it?
Absolutely. These wish list items provide people a choice. They provide them the very best quality of things, and it allows us to give things to the members just as they need them. So they're not waiting for a loved one or a family member to bring them. And then also, so those loved ones can simply visit with their veteran.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about maybe bringing a few things in. This covers it. Now, we put the call out to our listeners, everybody, to kind of help out in the community, that while you're doing your holiday shopping, especially you're doing some Christmas shopping this week and going into the weekend, remember that these are items that are being looked for the veterans at the DJ Jacobetti. We have the list on our website at sunny.fm. We'll also have it on, across our Media Brew stations. But, you know, Sarah, it's also there to make sure that you have these items, you have them ready, but then you distribute them to the vets, and that's always really appreciated by the residents, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our veterans know they are appreciated. They know where these donations come from, and these donations sustain us well into the year, so we have them exactly when people need them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And of course, one thing about it is that the way we've done it for many years, we're going to keep that format this year again. And that is that you can drop the items off here at our location. We are at Media Brew Communications, 3060 US 41 West in Marquette Township next to Super One. But I've also kind of partnered in with folks at NMU, which is kind of cool too. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The military science program contacted us, and they will have a donation drop-off at the NMU bookstore.
So we're going to have a place on campus for you to drop items off. They're going out here in the next little bit, and we encourage everybody to get out there and give. The list, again, you kind of mentioned a few things, but really the message here is to look for the list and get some of the good things, right? The good items, the better things.
I would prefer quality over quantity.
Yes.
We want to let our members know that they are loved, and we provide the basics. So we want to provide the good stuff through these fundraisers and donation drives.
You know, we talk about the veterans at the home, that this is their home, this is where they live. But who are we talking about when we talk about these veterans?
Currently, we have 110 members. 104 of them are veterans, and 6 of them are dependents.
Okay.
They have served across all military branches, and currently we have 7 World War II veterans, and all the way up to current conflicts.
Yeah, it's interesting because having the opportunity over the years to visit there, you get a chance to talk with some of these veterans. It's always interesting and also heartening when you can have the chance to have these stories. And I know that that's been a big part of this. And COVID has changed a few things in terms of who can come and all that sort of thing. But really the message is that this is a way of saying thank you for their service and also to show them that they're appreciated.
Our veterans have all honorably served our country. They're from our community.
Yeah.
They're primarily UPers. There's 3 veteran homes in the state of Michigan. There's only 1 in the UP. And so these are our friends and loved ones.
Now, this is the Christmas, this is the Christmas is for Veterans item drive that we are doing. It's going to run through mid-December-ish, about December 20th or so. And we're going to then have, you guys are going to come over and pick up the items and take them over to the veterans. You've done that now for a couple of years. It's always great because we get such a turnout. But let's remind Sarah people again about what are some of the things that you are looking for on the list.
So our wish list is cultivated to exactly what we're looking for and exactly what we need. There's a variety of personal care items. There's also clothing, like shoes with Velcro straps, particular sizes, nice soft flannel shirts. There's also entertainment items like portable CD players and outlaw country CDs that we're requesting.
I like that. That's good. And we can find some of those. The list, by the way, will be at our website for sunny.fm. It's also across all of our other Media Brew stations, 103 FXD, 98.3. And people can drop those items off here at our offices at 3060 US 41 West in Marquette, also at the bookstore on the campus of Northern Michigan University. All this getting going this week, but you're really going to see even more about it over the next couple of weeks. Sarah, just as we wrap up with you this morning, why should people give an item? Why should they do this? Get a few things off the list and drop it off. Why should they do this?
Our members are incredible people. Mm-hmm. They deserve to be taken well care of.
Well, Sarah, I know we'll be talking with you a lot as we get closer into the actual pickup day and all of that. This is all running through now through mid-December, but I want to say thank you for the effort and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Walt. And we just want to say thank you to everyone in our community for supporting our veterans at the DJ Jacob Eddy.